Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, that meeting this morning, we were talking about it earlier, between the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, Minister Catherine Martin, and the live events sector has wrapped up in the last couple of minutes. And we're going to hear from those present before the end of the show and find out what was said. So that's coming up a little bit later on. Now, though, clinical child psychologist Dr. David Coleman is in our Limerick studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Claire. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you again. And we have lots of questions, as usual, for you. And the first one is from a parent suffering from depression. And this person says, I'm suffering from depression and I'm suffering bouts of anger with it. I'm getting treatment, but how do I minimise the effect on my children who are 2 and 4? I feel like I'm damaging them, which makes me feel worse. Now, we're not sure whether this is from a mother or a father. Have you advice, though, David, for minimising the impact of this on the children?
So I guess it depends on what the treatment is that they're undergoing. So it may be that they're on medication, which is a great start. And if they haven't already started, though, some kind of therapy, then I'd certainly recommend that they get some talking therapy as well as any medical treatment. Because one of the things they might want to do is to talk about those kinds of situations that happen with their children when their anger does flare. Because it may be that there are a few simple things that parent could do differently in their interactions with their children, or even sometimes it's about changing some of the situations that we find ourselves in children, because that also then can just reduce our stress levels, which means it's less likely that any of us are going to just end up kind of barking at our kids or snapping at them or just being grumpy. So yeah, there are many things that they might want to think about doing, but certainly I would suggest talking to a psychologist would be a really good start.
Okay, here's another one now. My son is 10 years old. He's a happy and bright child, plays hurling and football and loves reading. The only thing is that he seems to have developed a series of tics. It used to be that he'd make a little noise somewhere between clearing his throat and a little short humming sound. He'd do this without thinking when he was doing his homework, reading a book or watching TV. Now he's got this thing where he looks at the four corners of the ceiling when he arrives into a room. He might do it while he's having dinner or sitting down to play with Lego. He does it a lot. I gently brought it up with him and asked why he does it. He doesn't know why, and I don't want to push him on it as he gets a little bit embarrassed. And the question is, should I be concerned?
Well, yes and no. I suppose any of us who notice anything that seems slightly strange or slightly unusual in terms of our children's behaviour, I think we do get concerned. And so it makes sense to have a small element of concern. I'm not necessarily sure that they need to be worried about things like, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. It doesn't necessarily sound like it's like that. It could be that this is just another form of tic for a child. And tics, are not necessarily anxiety based. Sometimes they're just these little repetitive habits that children fall into. And I think one of the ways that the parent might want to approach it is by looking at just interrupting. So if they notice that their son is, for example, looking at those corners of the room, just let him know that that's what he's doing and give him the opportunity then to refocus his gaze, so to bring it away. And I guess it's if it's the case that he becomes, for example, very distressed, if he isn't allowed to use that expression, if he isn't allowed to look at the corners, or if he isn't allowed to do some of the other habits that maybe he's starting to do, that might be more of an indication that there's some great pressure there for him, that if he doesn't do these behaviours, then something bad, for example, might happen. That would be more of an indicator of something like OCD, where a child is fearful that if they don't repeat a certain behaviour, then there would be some bad outcome for them or for somebody else. But if it's just the case that it's a behavioural tic, the best thing to do is just to bring their attention to what they're doing, interrupting that behaviour, and then, giving them something else to focus on. So it might be about, reminding them to look back at the telly, or it might be, reminding them to look at the book, or to, look me in the eye, or something like that, just to break that habit. Because again, when children are, so it's subconscious for children, they don't even notice sometimes that they're doing these little behavioural tics, and they just need to be reminded that this is what they're doing, and then interrupting it and doing something different instead.
It breaks the cycle, as you say. Yeah. I have one here about a 7-year-old who's taunting his dad. It's an unusual one. We've one child, a 7-year-old boy. We adore him, and up to about a year ago, he also adored both of us. But recently, he has kind of turned on my husband. He calls him dumb daddy, and if anything goes wrong, it's always daddy's fault. He won't hug him. He would prefer to slap him or try to hurt him. If my husband says, love you, he replies with, hate you. He thinks all of this is hilarious, but it's upsetting for my husband and causing tension in our home. The truth of the matter is that he absolutely loves his father. I know that, and I can see that in the way he speaks about him when he's not there, or the way he acts when he lets his guard down and forgets that he hates him. He loves playing football with him, watching movies, reading books, etc. I'm not sure if this is normal or should we be worried about this. So David, what's your sense of that? What do you think is going on there?
I'm not 100% sure, but there is definitely something there that I would guess is based on the interactional value of what's happening between him and his dad. So something about the way he's now treating his dad with these comments that he makes or whatever, I think he's getting a response from his dad in some way that is in... again, reinforcing for him. I'm not quite sure yet, without kind of knowing a little bit more about the circumstance of how this kind of started, or whether there were any other stresses in the family at the time this started. But something, you know, he is getting some kind of secondary gain, I would imagine, from this interaction with his dad. That means that, you know, it's almost like a game. You know, the fact that he finds it hilarious would suggest that, you know, for the little boy, it's just, you know, that this is something that he enjoys or he feels gives him some kind of power. I'm not sure, because perhaps he can see that his dad gets very upset by the commentary. One of the ways, I suppose, to perhaps test that a little bit is to see from the mum and dad's perspective if they can just begin to pay very little heed, very little attention to those kinds of comments that he makes. If he makes a negative comment about his dad, just ignore it, you know, and then pay much more attention to their son when his interactions are more positive, or you know, when they notice that he's, you know, playing football without forgetting, you know, playing football while forgetting that he's in some way cross with his dad or doesn't have much respect for his dad. And so that they reinforce then by giving lots of time and attention to their son when he's in this more positive interaction mode with his dad. That would be a way, I suppose, of testing to see if it is simply about the kind of attention that this little boy is getting when he's interacting with his dad.
All right, David, we're going to leave it there for now, but we'll talk to you again very soon. That's Dr. David Coleman, clinical child psychologist.